This hour of the Jason Rancho is brought to you by PRMISeattle.com. Primary residential mortgage. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending at home?
Democrats are trying to allow QAnon insurrectionists to take shrooms. That's how I'm going to spin it if I were to do this story on Fox News, which I probably will do the story on Fox News and spin it that way, because this is so absurd. They are trying right now in Washington State, the Democrats, to legalize shrooms, mushrooms.
Yeah, so again, at Safeway all the time, every week.
The currently illegal kind that cause you to see like pink elephants in Daisy Dukes riding a tricycle while singing opera.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
An illegal time, but a good time.
Oh, not illegal for much longer if Democrats have their wish. Sure, we've got problems like the policing bills that have completely made the state unsafe. Yes, I get the whole Long-Term Care Trust Act fiasco, the whole emergency powers that have been granted to Governor Jay Inslee, and he's not giving them up. Like, other, I get that there's that, but there's some serious topics like legalizing shrooms to contend with. Now, in fairness, they are positioning this as a healthcare issue, that they would like for people to use this therapeutically, because there is some data that suggests that while not, you know, you don't have that much data, but you have some data that suggests that when you properly administer small amounts of shrooms, the same thing like LSD, you can see some therapeutic benefits for folks who are dealing with mental health issues like depression and whatnot. In fact, weirdly enough, it also could be used to treat addiction. So put down that heroin. Here's some mushrooms. So they are positioning it in that way. State Senator Jesse Salomon, he is the one behind this. He spoke with Woke King 5 News.
It sounds kind of magical, but the research is pretty positive.
Yeah, you dude sounds high there.
Yeah, I was laughing through that.
Right?
Yeah, listen, sounds that pretty magical.
Oh, it's magical. In fact, right this second, I see fish dancing around your head and listening to fish in my ears. But that's with the pH.
It sounds kind of magical, but the research is pretty positive.
Yeah. Research is pretty positive, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing and hard to believe the amount of long-term success for addiction recovery, depression, anxiety that we're seeing.
Yeah, because you're tripping at that point. I'm not feeling anxiety anymore because I'm literally tripping. I'm having a bad trip, though, now, because now the stuff I'm all anxious about is actually starting to appear before my very eyes. Turns out that I really was anxious about pink elephants, and maybe I should not have taken... Why is it always a pink elephant in the movies when someone's tripping? Or an animated character that starts talking to you?
How many movies have you watched that have had pink elephants pop up when somebody takes mushrooms?
Euro trip.
How many movies do you watch where the characters take mushrooms?
All of them.
Are you sure it's not you?
I mean, that's also a possibility.
You're just seeing the pink elephant like on the screen, but it's not actually
you take mushrooms by just eating them, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to like grind it into a paste or some nonsense?
No. I mean, you can like bake them into things, but...
The baking doesn't make it less potent?
Not to my knowledge. I've never done shrooms, but I have friends who have done shrooms.
But you have to take a lot,
I think. You don't have to take a lot.
How much do you have to take? In the movies, it's always in a baggie.
Yeah, you don't... I mean, there's things...
Or no, it's always I took too much... And that's why there's a pink elephant staring at me now.
Yeah, microdosing is a common term that comes with people who take mushrooms for things like this.
So the bill is Senate Bill 5660, and it's modeled after an Oregon law, which was passed in 2020. Now, generally speaking, when you say it's modeled after an Oregon law, it should be an indication that it's insane, that you should run far away from it because they tend to be a little bit more extreme, or at least as extreme as the Democrats here in Washington State. It turns out ours is actually way worse because in Oregon, you have to have a doctor prescribe this, for lack of a better term. Like a doctor has to offer it to you. Under this bill, no, not so much. You don't have to be a doctor. No, you don't even have to be a licensed counselor. Any guesses as to why? Say the key word of the year and last year and the last few years.
Equity?
Equity!
Native indigenous societies have been using this and doing this for thousands of years, and we have to give them a way and their quote-unquote shamans and practitioners a way to do this.
So we're doing this for the shamans? Because I could also point out that indigenous people, as I recall, use the coca plant for medicinal purposes, the plant that you get cocaine from. Should we legalize cocaine as well while we're at? Oh, we already have. Sorry. This is bizarre. But at least they're not pretending all shamans now are QAnon insurrectionists. That dude was probably on LSD or some shrooms at the time. I kid. He's just crazy. So he wants anyone who wants mushrooms now to have access to them. So before, when we're saying, okay, this is about, you know, and he starts it off, man, you'd be surprised at all the data backing how it treats depression and anxiety and other mental health issues. It's more than that.
Some people want to use it for their own self-development and betterment without having a diagnosis. Who am I to say they shouldn't do that?
I mean, you're a lawmaker who helps devise some of these laws. Now, if you want to go all in and just legalize all drugs recreationally, just say that instead of hiding behind, oh, this is for wellness.
I think when this law passes, because it probably will at some point.
It will.
You should take them on air for self-embetterment, Jason. Make sure that the Jason Ranch show becomes a better show. What a segment that would, well, I guess it would probably be like all 3 hours of the
show.
It
would me just be sitting here drooling at some point, right?
Probably.
Yeah, it's so
you'd walk away stupid from the microphone and I just wouldn't even know what to, I, oh, we would get the Producer Peyton show that day.
The bill literally says that it's for, and it's for psilocybin or psilocybin, whatever you say, the active ingredients of the mushrooms. They say they'd give it out to people who are 21 and over at these psilocybin, the Shroom Service Center. And it's for, and this is directly from the bill, wellness and personal growth. Wellness and personal growth.
We're always striving for wellness and personal growth on this show.
Anyone see any potential issues with this? And it's a 68-page bill that I went through earlier today. I originally was going to give it a little bit of a pass in the sense that if this was serious, if this was a legitimate way to get people who needed some mental health care because all other avenues weren't working and you were going to make this a part of a pilot program that was covered by doctor, like literal doctors, not shaman, but actual doctors, I would have said, okay, I'm open to it. I'm open to it because we obviously have a severe mental health problem in Washington state, and that's not just in the Democratic caucus. We have actual people who are suffering from severe mental illness, and if you're telling me this could legitimately help, I will have an open mind. But then coming out and saying all that, plus, well, you know, if someone, who am I to stop someone who just wants to take it for wellness? Then you're just going to create more addicts, and you're going to create more people who are going to be living out on the streets, causing a whole bunch of problems. And you had the promise of an idea that I think could be seriously considered, but you wrecked it. You absolutely wrecked it. And that's a shame for people who do look at the data and say, oh, well, that's promising. Shrooms for personal growth. Shut up. Are you on shrooms? Is this what this is about?
Hey, it's testing the bill.
It's like, I'm so sick of it. Is this like a Pete Holmes bringing weed into the office thing? Like he got caught with shrooms all that gets caught all the time? It's like, no, that's for my salad. It's for my salad. And my gorgonzola burger with mushrooms. And yes, sometimes it feels like I'm flying after I eat my lunch. So, what's it to you?
It's called culinary excellence. Gosh, please.
Such a bummer. Such a buzzkill over there. Why don't you and that pink elephant just shut up and get off my back? Literally, the elephant's on my back right now. You don't see it? Oh my God, you don't see it? What's happening to me? I'll be on Fox News at night at 9 p.m. Tomorrow, I'll be on Varney and Company at 7:40. So I hope everyone tunes in. But if you don't, it's all good. You can watch all my appearances at youtube.com/JasonRants. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending
in China.
So my friend Beth Baubin, who used to be a reporter, now she calls herself a recovering journalist. She posted a photo of the test that she received, COVID test that she received from the federal government, from the Biden administration. They promised all these free tests. And she tweeted about it. And generally speaking, you're not, you see two kinds of tweets when it comes to this kind of stuff. The virtue signaling annoying person who will post a video of the swab up their nose saying, "I am doing my part. I just wish you people would do it too, all you non-vaxxed people," without understanding the irony that she's testing herself despite being fully vaccinated plus a booster. Plus, she probably stole a third booster from someone else, a fourth booster from someone who probably better deserved it. But she wanted to be extra careful because she isn't actually around anyone who's vulnerable, but she wants to make sure that you know she's doing her part by taking tests that she doesn't need. Pushing that aside. The other ones are going to point out, this is not good. Because I'll just read you the tweet from Beth. "Got my quote-unquote free COVID tests. What a joke. Not only are they made in China, but the sealed tube was open and went everywhere. Theoretically, I could only use one test because of the lack of solution." So she got her two tests. One was open. Let's just assume that it was the totally competent, we should never make fun of the true heroes, postal workers who screwed that up. In a rare mess up, because they usually are very good about getting mail on time and in one piece, except for most of my stuff in the last month and a half, but we'll push that aside. It's made in China. Couldn't get one from the United States, or at least from a country not responsible for COVID. Like, of all the places, that's the only one you could... Oh, were they cheaper to get them there? Because it's too expensive to make in America now because of all the taxes? Okay. I mean, is that not a bad look?
Oh, it's horrible.
Right?
That was, it's when a horrible I saw that look. On social media, I could not believe it.
It's remarkable. You literally got it from China?
Any other country, I think, would have
literally
been fine.
Anywhere!
Made in the Philippines? Sure. Fine.
You got it from Taiwan. That would have been perfect. That would have sent a message. You could have got it from Russia in cooperation with North Korea. And it would have been a better look than getting it from China.
Courtesy of Putin, right on the box?
Yes, you get a signature from Putin. It is a Putin COVID test. That would have been a better look than getting it from China. Or is saying that some sort of hate crime still? I can't remember. Because every once in a while, the Democrats will pretend that they care about Asian Americans. Not even just Chinese Americans, just Asian Americans. They're all the same, apparently, to the left. It's so bad. This is awful. Oh, by the way, remember how we were all like 700% increase in hospitalizations from COVID?
Yeah.
And remember when I was all like, I bet you that's not right.
Yeah, you did say that.
Guess who was absolutely correct in calling it out?
Jason Rantz.
This guy right here. First, I reached out to Public Health of King County in Seattle. They're the ones who put the stat out. And so I sent him a note saying, hey, based on the stat, could you give me just a little bit of details? Like, the way I'm reading it, is it month over month? Is it this month? Is it last month? And when you say 700%, are those COVID cases all inclusive? Or are they cases of people who got COVID and are in the hospital because of COVID? Like, is it an incidental case? What's the breakdown? The first response I got from them was, did you mean to send this to us or did you mean to send this to the Washington State Department of Health? To which I responded, no, I meant to send it to you. Here's a link to your website in which you're the ones who come up with this stat. They gave me a long answer that did not, I don't know what they were answering. Based on the content they gave me, so I'm not going to give it to you. But basically, they said, we don't know. Why don't you check with the Washington State Health Association, or whatever that group is. So I was like, okay. I reached out to them. Can you tell me how many of the 700% increase of cases are due to incidental data, meaning, again, I went in, and I went in because I am dizzy. Turns out I was dehydrated, but I had to be hospitalized overnight because it was pretty bad. Oh, and I also had COVID after they tested me, but that's not why I'm here. Gunshot. Gunshot to the shoulder. Clinging to life because of the gunshots that riddled your body. Person has COVID. They're counting that as a COVID case for the 700%. So when they tell you that there is a 700% increase due to COVID, that is a lie. They know it's not true. I'm not saying hospital beds aren't being full. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the reason they're telling you the hospital beds are full is a lie in service of what they believe is a greater good of getting people vaccinated, even though everyone now knows that the vaccine does not protect against Omicron. And the latest news to back that up is Pfizer coming out and saying, okay, we're doing some tests of a vaccine that specifically is for Omicron because we clearly know that's not working to stop the spread of Omicron. Why are they doing this? Because they want you to get vaccinated, which is, again, I maintain, the right move for the vast majority of people. Not everyone, which is why I tell you to do it in consultation with your doctor. Now, it's still up to you at the end of the day whether or not you want to do it. That's still up to you. I don't believe in mandates. I believe in you making your own decision. But instead of just making the case, they mislead you with disingenuous stats. And so when they tell me, I don't know, from the Washington State Hospital Association, I think that was the group, whatever Cassie Sauer is the leader of, we play her audio all the time. Goes, I wish we had that information. I do too. It's weird how you don't have it. It's bizarre to me that you don't. Oh, and by the way, hospitalization rates across the state are going down. It's going down, not up. They're going down. Why? Because infection rates are going down.
In some areas of Western Washington, such as King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties,
like
the trends of hospitalizations are even going down a bit.
What? That's Taya Brilli. She's with the Washington State Hospital Association. Hey, I was just talking about them. Why might they be going down? Oh, because we already reached the peak of Omicron and we're on the other end of it. We get a general sense of that because we see what's happening in countries like the United Kingdom experiencing a huge drop in cases. Why? Because they got Omicron before we did. About 2-3-ish weeks before we did. Because they got it in November. I was there when it started to spread and get really, really big. And that was a couple days before Thanksgiving. And then when did we get it? Kind of mid-December-ish, right? Maybe late December we started to get hit with COVID. This variant of COVID. It comes in cycles. It comes and goes. It ebbs and flows. That's how viruses are. That's how COVID will forever be. And if Omicron is the worst of the worst, then guess what? We are in a very good position. Because number one, if that variant remains the dominant variant forever and ever, amen, or some version of that variant, some variant of the variant, then we'll be able to specifically treat it much better. Because we have general drugs that help. We have general drugs that help with COVID. And it helps in a variety of ways, depends on which one you're taking. But if it's always the same variant or some version of that same variant without that much difference between them, well, that makes it much easier to isolate what you need to isolate in order to actually do a successful treatment. This is good news. Oh, but 600% increase in hospitalization. 700. I wouldn't want to forget. 700% increase in hospitalizations. What's the raw number? It just said, just go 700. Sounds scary. Oh, okay. Got it. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text. 1-800-465-8770.
Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Ranch Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, look at that. 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. That means time for the Big Local. Brought to you by Alpine Specialty Services, online at alpineclean.com. This is the part of the show where we completely ignore stories coming out of Seattle, and instead we focus all of our attention on the communities you live in and care about most. We start in Mukilteo because one parent decided to make ridiculous claims about a classic Pulitzer Prize-winning book called To Kill a Mockingbird, a book that teaches you it is a sin to destroy innocence, a book about the threat that hatred and ignorance, prejudice, racism, bigotry poses to people who are innocent. But because there are white people in this book, white people that are not all racist, white people trying to do good things, white people who do good things, that means they're victim or they're white saviors, and that this glorifies white saviordom. At least that's what the white teachers who supported removing the book said to a meeting a couple weeks ago, that now the Mukilteo School District decided to vote in favor of. No longer will the ninth grade English language arts department require students read To Kill a Mockingbird. It's been deemed too offensive. And so the board unanimously approved the resolution to remove the novel. Now, they pretended originally to be on the fence, like, actually, I don't know if we want to ban books. But then all of a sudden, they're all like, we definitely want to ban books. Maybe next meeting, they'll burn them. Maybe they'll collect them for the next meeting and actually burn the books. That'll be something. I mean, you're already leaning into this level of despicable censorship on the basis of one parent who complained using their ideology, an extreme ideology, then got some teachers who are also extremists to step forward and say, yes, let's ban the book. Yay! Book banning time. The perfect weather for it. Now, I'm using the term banned intentionally. I'm purposefully using that term. I'm using it in part because they're pretending that they didn't ban a book. They're saying, well, technically, it's not banned. It's still an approved book for the district. We're just not making it mandatory for ninth graders to read it. And as you know, ninth graders who pretend to read the books that we do offer them as requirements, they love to go out to the library and just grab the book. So they're going to continue to read it, obviously. Hashtag Atticus forever. Ryan. One parent said the book is racially insensitive. One request saying the N-word is used in the book more than 50 times, but there's no context about its negative connotations. So a student who's reading this as part of a school assignment might get the impression, I guess, that the N-word is good to use. It's a positive. So the teachers don't bring up the whole idea that you shouldn't use the N-word and that they're making a point about racism at the time? No? Okay. The complaint states that the book marginalizes characters of color. I don't know what that means in this context. Who does it marginalize without making a point about racism? Tom? Right? Tom Robinson, that's the name? It's been a long time since I read it. It celebrates the notion of white saviorhood. Here's a woman who complained to the school board.
The use of the N-word within the text, like To Kill a Mockingbird, written by a white author who lacks the cultural lens to accurately present the lived experience of racism by the marginalized, then placed in the hands of teachers who lack that same knowledge, does nothing but reinforce the concept of racism.
I love the fact that so many teachers were quick to say, she's right! We lack knowledge to teach a book that says racism is bad. We cannot be trusted with this material. Ban this book. She's upset that the book is written by a white person and it's about racism. And because that white person didn't personally experience the racism that a marginalized community member might feel, we can't have the kids read it. So I'm assuming that this book will be replaced with How to Be an Anti-Racist. Maybe a Robin DiAngelo book. Maybe they'll throw that in there. Oh, no, she's white. Can't have that. But Ibram Kendi isn't, so we can throw one of his books in there. I'm sure he'll write a novel for kids at some point. This is absurd. And you are giving power now to the most fringe of people they're fringe because they're banning books of which they don't like messages. This is different than taking just control over curriculum that's just false, that is an opinion. No one is saying that this book is being mistreated in the classroom except for one person. It's certainly true that books get removed from lists all the time, that at some point a better book comes along that makes the point in a better way and is better for students, more appropriate for students. I'm not chiding that. I have no problem with that. They're doing this in this way because the book is written by a white person. Meanwhile, they complain on the left about the attack on critical race theory, where parents are simply saying, yeah, we don't want to teach as fact that my white student is an oppressor. We prefer that not be treated as a fact. That's not really something that belongs in the classroom. And that is an attack on academic freedom. But someone saying, well, this book that's a classic is written by a white person, so we better ban it. No one says a thing. They embrace it. Meanwhile, in Mill Creek, within the next few months, they are going to get the first statewide suburban Amazon Go experience. You're going to be getting it on 39th Avenue Southeast, where you're going to have to drive around and find it. I'm not going to give you the actual address. I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah, no, you got to do some work on your end.
Let's be honest here. You're not paying me for that. It's going to be a 6,100 plus square foot location, about half of which will be the actual store. What is Amazon Go? It is the death to many, many, many jobs. Made more possible by the people who complained about the amount of money that they were making every single hour while holding onto no demonstrable skill that justified the raise that they wanted for stocking groceries or hanging out at a checkout stand. You should have known that this was coming, because what do you see at every single grocery store now? Self-serve kiosks where you pack your own stuff and leave. They have maybe one or two human beings who are there to help some folks who don't know how to use the system. They're waiting for those folks to sort of just age out of going to grocery stores. And once that happens, those employees will be gone too. Amazon Go is a very innovative system to shopping. You go in, you use your phone, you pull up the Amazon app. It's connected to your account. I don't even think you have to be a Prime member. You scan it, it knows who you are. You go into the store, you pick things up off of the shelves, and you just walk out. It's the kind of freedom felt by a Seattle homeless person going into a grocery store. Except the difference is, it knows exactly what you took from the shelves, and you have to pay for it. And what I find incredibly amazing about this technology, I think they call it the just walk out technology, which should be the defense for all homeless people who steal. I thought it was an Amazon Go. Sir, you didn't even use your phone. You don't have a phone. Sir, that's just a shoe that you're trying to scan to get into the store. How are we supposed to bill your shoe? Your shoe is missing the sole, by the way. So, you take something off of the shelf and you put it back. It doesn't charge you. It knows you put it back. Even if you put it back 10 minutes later. And they do it from sensors and cameras that they have set up all over the place. It's someone who complains about, who pretends to care about privacy. It would drive them nuts. You think this is going to stay only in grocery stores? You think it's going to expand maybe to other retail shops like clothing stores and whatnot? It will. We're moving in the world of automation because a whole bunch of people who thought they were doing the right thing because they're heroes and they work so hard at being a barista, a job that can be done by a literal Keurig machine. They demanded more than they were worth, and they made it so that companies like Amazon would create technology that makes their business model run much cheaper, because guess what? These computers, while every once in a while they'll go down and they'll need a human being to fix it, they work 24/7, they don't take vacation time, they don't gossip. Well, that one computer in the corner is kind of them, but she's known for that. They don't ask for sick leave. They don't get sick, other than the virus every once in a while they might get. They don't sue you for telling an inappropriate joke in front of them. In fact, if you know how to hack the system, you can type in some stuff and they'll tell you some dirty jokes. Say its name, the Echo's name. I don't want to say it because it'll trigger some people's Echoes.
If we're going to move towards this whole automated system of, you know, the kiosks everywhere, which I'm all for and everything, can we get cheaper groceries or like the 10% discount for me doing the labor that a worker used to do? That's all I'm asking for. Is that too much?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the customer version of a worker demanding more than they're worth.
When you go through self-checkout, you don't kind of feel weird that you're doing their job for them?
No, I feel grateful that I can just get out of this place really, really quickly. Because you know what I hate? I mean, myself. But you know what I really hate?
Small talk.
Oh, it's the worst. I don't want to know about your day. You don't want to know about mine. Frankly, I don't want to tell you about mine. Why don't you just leave me alone? And then you get stuck behind someone who's writing a check for her groceries or his groceries. And you look at them like, what are you doing? Why are you writing a check? You don't have a debit card? What's going on here? You need a check. Oh, see, can you double bag that, sir? Do it yourself, lady. Those are my issues.
What about when you have a full shopping cart? $200 thing. You think I should sit there and self-checkout and ring up each one? Should I
have a professional do it? No, then you go and let's stop pretending they're professionals. Then you go to someone who should have a better job and have them do it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we need to still have
some
cashiers.
You're mixing it up.
We need to still have some cashiers.
Yeah, you have two. Yeah. 1-800-465-877 if you want to send me a text message. Welcome back to the Jason Ranch Show. We are live on this Tuesday afternoon. Really do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, I'll be on Fox News at night at 9 o'clock. And then I'll be on tomorrow morning, 7:40 on Fox Business for Varney and Company, talking about local stories. Which ones? Don't know. Will I figure them out beforehand? Probably. I'll just wing it. See how I feel. I probably feel a little upset, a little annoyed, because I'm looking at stories like this coming from our friend who is trying to legalize shrooms, Jesse Salomon, Democrat state senator, who wants to go after the people who are making and distributing fake COVID vaccination cards, fake vaccine passports. They might face jail time if this bill passes. Even though it's already illegal federally to do this, they want to double up and really punish folks. They legalize drugs. They don't punish actual violent criminals, but God forbid you have a vaccine passport that's fake. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know who you're putting, whose lives you're putting on the line? The people who are vaccinated who are also getting COVID because the vaccine doesn't actually protect against Omicron. Well, who are they putting the... Oh, it's just a scam of a bill? Okay. Is this really a thing? Or a lot of people faking their vaccine passports? I mean, I'm using yours.
Yeah, I mean, I've only heard of like three people.
So other than me, you've heard of two people?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's making fake vaccine passports. I'm assuming it's out there, but it's weird that we haven't spotted, like, how would you know someone's using a fake vaccine passport?
No, I have no clue. I've never heard of somebody...
You're not putting it under like the fake $20 bill scanner.
Or like the little blue light for like licenses
yeah.
at bars.
You're yeah, not doing
no.
that.
I've just seen people, you know, pass along a real one to somebody else who it not is.
Yeah,
this is
a solution in search of a problem they wish were a problem, so they can feel all high and mighty about the position they take on the vaccine passport system. So he's out there. He sponsored the bill. He spoke with Cairo 7 TV, State Senator Salomon, and he says this would make it a misdemeanor.
We are in the middle of the most serious public health crisis of our lifetime.
Still?
And I can't imagine a worse time for somebody to falsify proof of vaccination.
You can't think of a worse time than now, really? So when we just started to get the vaccine, that was a better time to use a fake vaccine passport. When we weren't dealing with Omicron that evades the vaccine, you're saying back then it wasn't, and we're just in the middle of it right now? Oh, my God. We got two more years of this? We're in the middle? I mean, you can't even say we're at the tail end? Like we're 3 yards out. We're almost there. We're almost at the touch field thing. What's that called? The zone at the end of the field.
Yeah, you're there. The end zone.
The end zone. We're not even like 3 yards away.
Nope, it's second and five.
Oh my god. Oh my god. They haven't even kicked off yet. Oh no. Why are they doing an onside kick for the first play of the game? That doesn't make sense.
Trickery. Trying to get back on top of
things. Oh no, now there's a streaker running across the field and now the game is delayed. Oh my god, was that lightning? Oh, we're going to have to delay now by the rules for what, 2 hours? Oh man. I don't like that. It's the kind of depressing thing that would force me into getting a fake vaccine instead of showing people a picture of Peyton's, which I did at a movie theater the other day. They don't even look.
They verify it at all?
They just looked at it.
I went to the Kraken game and the guy verified me.
How did they verify? You had to take your ID out?
No, he said, well, first time I went to a Kraken game, yes, they checked the ID to match it. Second one I went to, the guy asked the birth date on the card.
Really?
Yes.
I would, so...
I kind of panicked. I was like, and then said my
birthday. June 17th! if I was asked that and had my legitimate card to give them, and I've so far have actually avoided having to go to any of these places that showed a card. If I was asked that, I think I would react either in a sucker punch, just right there, like instinctively, just I don't take responsibility.
I don't think that's appropriate.
I don't either. It's wrong. I'm saying, but I would have no control. I think my arm would just like punch him.
It would lunge at the
guy's
chin.
It would just lunge with my fist. Like, I almost feel like that's my reaction. Cause that's just so, like, really, man, really, you get paid minimum wage to check these IDs in a job you don't even care about. And you're going to ask my birthday. You know what my birthday is? It's what's on the card. You got it. This is not a pop quiz.
You're going to say, oh, it says right there if you can't read it.
Yeah, I'll be like, you see this part?
It's on that line.
You see where it says DOB? That's date of birth. That's my birthday. Right there where it says my DOB. That's the date. What's the date? You can't read? Because if you can't read, you're not going to be able to see my name here either. So I was going to offer to show you my ID. I think I would get mad. Right? You weren't mad?
No, I just wanted to go and watch the Kraken.
So weird. I feel like I would be legitimately upset and annoyed. I'm like, you're already making me jump through hoops and now I got to prove myself. How about this? Why don't you take a sample of my DNA and let's run it through the system and let's just see who my ancestors are and just make sure we're all on the level.
I think you would be late for puck drop at that point.
I don't care. Soccer is the only sport I watch. Hockey's for losers. Or the losers play hockey here?
No, hockey...
Because they're not very good?
Hockey's fun.
Because they're not very good?
Just enjoy it.
I mean, I like hockey. Just not if the Kraken are playing.